Dan Gatsby is married to Bee Smith, and they co-authored a book called Before I Forget, Love, Hope, Help, and Acceptance in Our Fight Against Alzheimer's. Good morning, Dan Gatsby. How you doing?
Tom, always good to hear your voice. I'm doing good. I'm at the point in my life where I'm thankful for everything I have, and I know to appreciate the little things are really the big things in life.
Wow.
How is Bee Smith? What stage is she in now?
She's in the mid stage. It's a challenge, Tom. It's one of those things that when you were married to a person who could do everything, and now she has to work to do things, it's like going from 10 to, negative 8 or 9. And so it's a challenge because you sit there and you look at a woman who is 66 years old, who looks like she's 46, who physically, from the eyebrows down, is in world-class shape. But she has this challenge where, her short-term memory and executive decision functions are not what they once were. So, it's a very difficult and heart-wrenching type of thing, because when you love someone so much and you absolutely can't do anything but try to make their lives as comfortable and keep them safe and give them dignity, it takes its toll on you, too.
What misconceptions do most people have about Alzheimer's?
Well, the biggest misconception they have, and it really goes back to the people who are the closest, is that when the person does something that's out of the normal, that it's their fault, or they yell at them, or they don't have patience, or they don't understand. They can't make those decisions, and so they create a situation that depresses them further or confuses them. The other big misconception is that somehow, that they're crazy. They're not crazy. They have a disease. This is not psychological or sociological. This is a pathology. This is, this is the degeneration of their brain. And so, that's the other thing. And then, I think the last thing is that people run away from them because not that they feel they're going to catch it, but they don't want to be around it because they don't want to be reminded of something that's unpleasant.
One of the things that struck me, Mr. Gatsby, in this book that I think all too many of us suffer from when we're close to a situation is recognizing it in the beginning.
Yeah, that I can say honestly was one of the things that created the biggest problem for me, is that they, what happened was you see these little, these little signs of difference in the person, and all of a sudden it becomes, well, why did she do that? Or why did they say that? Or why did they act that way? And you can't understand that it's really not them, and you don't know that it's a disease. So you think they're either burnt out or they're tired or they're going through an emotional situation. And I can only imagine how many people have broken up or left somebody or got tired of dealing with, the stuff, and suddenly found out years later that it was not them, it was a disease.
What were some of the signs that Bee Smith had before being diagnosed with
Well, I'll tell you a couple. One, we were doing the Today Show, and she was doing a Labor Day event, and she froze for like 7-8 seconds on camera. Now, this is what we call one-take Barbie. She could go to camera, she could talk to three people, cook with Ashford and Simpson, spin around, and then go right to camera and not even look at her cue cards. But to see her freeze on national television, myself and the PR person with us said, we went WTF on that, And then the other thing was she put my wallet on the top of our car and drove off. She left the roof open. She opened the roof while it was raining and then left it open, the sunroof, and I basically had an aquarium in one of my cars, So then you started to see this little things, and then the what I call the groundhog effect, the constant repeating, the Groundhog Day effect, like the movie, the constant repeating of things, and you go, well, why is she doing that? Why is she doing that? Why is she doing that? And then the other thing is you start to realize that there are these emotional spurts, and you can't explain them. It'd be like me talking to you right now, and then all of a sudden I say cheesecake, and you go, well, where did that come from? It's all of those little signs of difference that begin to build up and then make you question, well, what's going on? So I can imagine many people think the person's having an emotional breakdown when actually it's not emotional, it's biological.
So, Mr. Gatsby,
please call me Dan.
Dan, this is Sherry Shepherd, and I want to ask you, there's so many caregivers out here who are taking care of their relatives or their spouses who suffer from Alzheimer's. It's draining. What advice would you give to them on how they keep their mental, spiritual focus up to continue doing this?
Look, I'm going to tell you exactly what I do. I've walked outside, I've cursed God, and then I've asked him for forgiveness. I work out. I've gone to therapy because, you know, one of the things that we as black folks have a tendency not to want to do is to talk to other people. But I always remember when I played football, a buddy of mine who was a good friend of Bill Walsh told me even the coach has to talk to somebody. And so the person at the top of the podium or the person who has the most responsibilities or the person who is the caregiver, they're like being an EMS person. They have to rush in and they have to handle all of the trauma and all of the drama. And so it's important that they understand that it's okay to make a mistake. Don't kick yourself because you're going to do a good job. It's like being in a bad relationship. The person that knows you the best is the person that hurts you the most. Well, you know yourself even better than the person that knows you the best. And if you beat yourself up, you're going to do too good a job on it.
Who's your caregiving team?
Mike, I have a young lady who works with us right now, and she comes in and she works, you know, Monday through Fridays, 8 hours a day, and then my daughter and then myself.
The book is called
Before I Forget,
Love, Hope, Help, and Acceptance in Our Fight Against Alzheimer's. I have 10 copies for the next 10 Text Time Club members at 646464.
Please give Barbie our love, Mr. B.
I definitely will, and please, thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. And B. Smith.
Thank you.
Yeah.